Well, all right. Thank you for joining us again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and we're going to go back into our study today in the ABCs of Christian Growth having to do with killing. Study number 11A is what we're working on, and we're studying the second lesson in the letter K. And the title or what we're studying is called killing, the letter K. And we have found out that the Bible has lots to say about killing and talks about it in many different areas. But we're just going to go, instead of recapping today, I want to thank you for joining in, and the Lord bless you for honoring Him today and honoring His Word. I pray you got you a pencil and paper and that you're writing down these scriptures, because that's all that matters having to do with all of these lessons that we're learning, is just what saith the Lord? What does the Bible say concerning what we're studying? And that's what we're looking at. And you've gotten many scriptures so far through this study. So far, I think we've been over about 16 pages of 21 in this study. And I remember before, I don't know if I reminded you this, I try every now and then through this study to remind you that these studies are on paper and typed out and in good order as this as we're going down through this lesson, and you're hearing me and we're studying together. I'm actually going over the same pages that you would have if you wanted them. And you're welcome to them, and they make a very good folder. You can get you a folder and just go from the A all the way to Z and have all these different studies in there. They're fill in the blank. You can copy them, and you can use them for your home devotions, or you can go back over them. All the scripture that we're talking about is put on another set of pages that go right along with the study. So you have the study and all the scriptures all in line as chronologically as it goes through the study. If you'd like to have them, just email me at barnhouseministries@gmail.com. And, I'll send them to you. Okay, well, let's get into our study, and we're going to try to finish this study up today and just find out what the conclusion is. And we've been through a lot of killing that's gone on through the scriptures. And in the meantime, along with that killing, I've been bringing you to your attention the news. And I've got some more for you. And I think I counted them up just a while ago. And just off of these studies that we have been doing, I think it's 12 or 13 lessons that we've been together with. I think we've come across about 42 different murders and killings and homicides and stabbings and all these things I've been telling you about. I've gotten off of the news right away as we've been doing these studies. Matter of fact, most of them, probably an hour, I pulled off of the news just before I started recording this. Now, I've got you some today, and I didn't include these in. I think there's, 42. So 42 divided into 17, you got at least, two or three a day, and that's just brushing over them just before we do a study. That's the point I'm trying to get across to you folks, as far as just trying to show you a truth of what society is about, and that God's Word is true and that it's real. And when we wind this study up, you'll see how it finishes and what the Lord's conclusion is concerning these matters of killing and what His mind is concerning it. It's very simple. When we get to the end of it, you're going to say, I already knew that the Lord was that way. And we're glad that He's that way. But you got to compare Scripture with Scripture. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Rightly dividing, not wrongly dividing. Rightly dividing the word of truth. You compare Scripture with Scripture. And the Bible will explain itself, and it will explain what it means by its explanations. It'll give you the sense and everything else to go along with it. You can trust God's Word to give you everything that you need to know. And if we can't find it in the Scripture, it's not because it's not there. It's because either God the Holy Ghost has chosen not to share that with us, or either we've not studied enough. But it's not God's fault, and it's not His Word's fault. Amen? And that's the way we're going to go about it. Well, let me share some of these with you. Here's one, and it says, several Norfolk State students among injured in Virginia mass shooting early Sunday morning. That was yesterday. 8 hours ago is when I pulled this off of the thing, or pulled it off of the news. It says that they reported it 8 hours ago, and this was yesterday. But said a shooting early Sunday morning in Virginia has left seven injured, including several Norfolk State University students. It says, of the seven victims, two have life-threatening injuries. Said they were just shot. Said the call reporting the shooting came in around 12 a.m., right around noon, I guess, or something like that, Sunday morning, about a shooting on the 5,000 block of Killarn Avenue. It said seven victims were taken to the hospital. It says, let's see here. That one or two of them, I think two were succumbed to their injuries and died, I think, what the update was on that. I don't read it right now. But anyway, a shooting at a campus, a college campus. It's not just in the elementary schools, and it's not just out in the open and at the shopping centers and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we've got a variety here, folks. They're killing and mass shooting at the colleges, too. Yeah. How about that? Well, at least they didn't leave them out, did they? All right, here's another one. Seven, and you know, I'm being sarcastic, and I'm not trying to be funny about this. I'm trying to be, just kind of rebuking all the idiots out there that say that how wonderful everything is in the midst of all this garbage that's going on and all these tragedies that are going on and all this kind of killing that's going on. I mean, we ain't been studying nothing but killing. That's all we've been studying. And how somebody can sit and read and read and read and read and read all this stuff and still sit around and say, oh, life is good. Nothing to worry about. Let's go fishing. You know? I mean, for Christians, we ought to be thinking just a little bit different. There ought to be some signs of the times with this study and what we're looking. I ain't talking about go run and dig your hole and build an underground tunnel and stuff like that. That's not at all what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to bring you up to date if you hadn't noticed this stuff and that we're talking about the subject of killing concerning what the Scriptures say. But it's real. It's real. And the Lord said it would be real. And when we finish this study today, you'll see. You'll see what the Lord says. All right, 12 hours ago, there's the cops. It says the cops were leaving a social event in southwest Colombia. Now, this is in Colombia. You say, well, that's Colombia. They're always killing over there. No, wait a minute. They're people. They're human beings. No matter what the reason is. Yeah, there's a lot of killing that goes on over there, and we know what it's all about. It's the same thing in the news every time. It's about drug control, and it's about fighting for power and everything else over there. And that's what this is about. It said that the former guerrillas was elected on the Radical Manifesto to fight inequality by providing free university education. It says that there are plans to negotiate the surrender of crime gangs by offering to make deals in exchange for reduced sentences. It says, let's see here, said a car bomb went off. That's what this one's all about. There were 2,400 rebel fighters still at large over there, and it said a car bomb went off. It said there was a car and the police were coming by, and there was a 22 or so. There was 22 killed in this, but there was more than that. They come by and they noticed this car, and right when they stopped to check this car out, it said it exploded, and and a bomb went off. And then when the bomb went off, I don't know what you call them over in Colombia, militia or whatever they are, all these gangs come out of the trees and started shooting them. Started shooting all the police. Killed 22 of them. 22 over in Colombia. Yeah, there's drugs over there, and that's mostly what they're fighting about. But mostly what they're fighting about is power. It's power. And that's the same thing any battle's over. Any battle's over. It's over power. Now, drugs might be behind it, or a sex trade, or human trade, and sex places, or education. Any of that kind of stuff. I mean, anything today has to do with a battle for power. Even your Christianity has a battle for power going on right now. All you educated Hebrew and Greek professors and all this kind of, and I'm not talking about every one of them, and not corporately, because there are some good smart fellows out there that have genuinely learned the Word of God, and they love God's Word above their education. I mean, Martin Luther said one time, he said, I do have a college education. He said, but the difference between me and you is I got over mine. Now, I'm not against college, but I'm against college teaching something contrary to the scriptures. You better believe it. That's no better than what the devil does. The Lord Jesus Christ said that they make proselytes, and they start teaching people, and they make them twice the children of hell. But I'm against that. I'm against that. I'm against any kind of education that takes your faith and weakens your faith from the Word of God. The Word of God is number one in everything. It liveth and abideth forever. Out of the 5.5 miles of books over in London, in that library, the ones that are obsolete now, they were facts during their time, but now they're obsolete and they're not facts anymore. 5.5 miles of that stuff on shelves in a building there, and it's wasted time. Wasted time. 5.5 miles of books that people educated themselves with and is meaningless now. Meaningless. Here's another one. Seattle rocked by deadliest month in recent history in wake of defund police movement. That's what's going on in society now since this Black Lives Matter and all this minority stuff that's going on in society and I got my rights and blabbity blabbity blab and all this stuff that's going on that has absolutely nothing to do with the scriptures and doing with human rights and human being fair to one another and being, you know, the scriptures, all you got to do is read the scriptures. They'll tell you how to act. They'll tell you how to act. But here's one right here that just gives an update on what's really going on in Seattle. It kind of updates it. It says, Seattle notched its deadliest month in recent history this August. Now, that was 4 days ago where August ended. It's September, 5 days. It's September the 5th right now. That was 4 or 5 days ago. Seattle notched its deadliest month in recent history this August and is on track to set a 25-year record high in fatal shootings. This is one of our highest years, and we are on pace to exceed the last 2 years, and that has been a concerning trend. The police said last week of fatal shootings in the city. We are passing our 25-year high that happened just 2 years ago. The Seattle Police Department said that it recorded 11 homicides for the month of August alone. Police data reviewed shows that August 2022 had the highest number of homicides recorded in a single month since 2008. So that's 14 years. It said that the previous record in the city was 9 homicides in June of 2021. Seattle has averaged roughly 3 homicides every August between 2008 and 2021, meaning this year's August saw a roughly 267% increase compared to the previous 14 years average. Well, that's something to brag about, ain't it? There must be something going on in that city that the Bible, I'm pretty sure everybody ain't running around with God's Word in their hand over there. You think? Let's throw God out. Throw Him out. We don't need God. Well, that's what you get, buddy. Tough apples. That's what you get. God says, you don't want me, I don't want you. So I'm going to take my hand off of you, quit protecting you, and watch what happens. You're going to break some records. And they are. And they are. Breaking records. And this is talking about killing. 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 Here's another one. Says a missing Washington High School football player come up missing. But they found him. And they found a buddy of his, 2 16-year-olds. He was playing football, and he vanished, a 16-year-old, but they found him. And what he was doing was hiding, because now he's behind bars, and his buddy, another 16-year-old, is behind bars. Why? Because they charged with second-degree murder and burglary and unlawful possession of a firearm in the death of a 51-year-old man found fatally shot in his home after they robbed him and killed him. Killed him. 2 16-year-olds robbed and killed a man in his home, 51 years old, and robbed him and shot him to death. Here's another one. Florida police find bodies during a welfare check at an apartment. Now, that's not talking about welfare and money and bread. That's talking about checking on their welfare. Said they went there and said that they was doing a welfare check. I guess some people hadn't seen them in a while. They showed up and the officers found the bodies of a man and a woman in the house dead. It was a 39-year-old, and both of them were 39, a man and a woman. It says the authorities believe this person killed the other person in an apparent murder-suicide. Went into place, killed the person, and then killed herself. A lot of that going on today, a lot of that. Killed each other, killed the person, and killed herself. Killed themselves. Killed them. Here's another one. Las Vegas investigative journalist stabbed to death outside of his home. This is a fellow that writes this stuff up that we're reading right here. An investigative journalist said he was killed outside of his home. It says his name. He's 69 years old. Was found dead Saturday morning, and police are still investigating his death. He had worked as a newsman in Las Vegas for more than 30 years, joining the Review Journal in 2010 after 2 decades at the Las Vegas Sun. It said police say they believe that the man got into an altercation with another person outside of his home on Friday night, and it says that they killed him. They killed him. They stabbed him to death. Stabbed him to death. A newsman, a news journalist. The fellow that gets the news and talks about killing and stuff like that and writes your little newspapers and stuff and sends them to you. They're not left out. They get stabbed to death out in front of their home. Yeah, that's another one. Killed him. Stabbed him to death. A lot of that going on. They're talking about all these shootings and stuff like that, and been trying to get rid of the guns and blame it on the guns, and if everybody got rid of the guns and there wouldn't be no shootings. Oh, yes, there would. Yes, there would. Don't you fool yourself, buddy. Yes, there would. But you see, the answer is they just switch over to knives. And instead of shooting you with a bullet, they just stab you to death. And that's a lot that's going on now. You see, a lot of stabbings just started up, and they're happening today in your neighborhood. Here's another one. Man killed in shooting outside of a palace convention. All right. It says that at the time of the incident, there was a big event taking place, and the police said in the Saturday statement, based on an investigation, that there was a fight between the victim and several people before the shooting. After they left the convention, it does not appear to be a random shooting. So some people got in a disagreement outside of a convention, and one of them pulled out a gun and shot him to death. That's it says 8 hours ago, which was probably yesterday. I just pulled it off the news today. Let's see. Here's another one. Two dead following shooting in a supper club. People sitting there eating. Two people get shot. Two people were killed, and three were seriously injured in a shooting in a supper club on Saturday night. Go out to eat, get your head blown off. It's right here. You want to see it? I sent it to you. It's right here. I just pulled it off. It says in the middle of South Florida there, police responded to a report of shooting on this certain street at 11:44 p.m. Four people were shot and one person was beaten with a blunt object. Didn't only just shoot them and kill some people, but took something out and a blunt object. I picture a bat or maybe something like that. I don't know. A blunt object, but was beaten with it. So whoever was doing this meant business. All five victims were rushed to a local hospital before they were airlifted to trauma centers. Two of the gunshot victims have since died. And no other said several vehicles with bullet holes are being processed. I mean, bullets were flying at a supper club. Be careful getting in an argument in a restaurant. They killing people. Yeah. Here's another one. Brooklyn man arrested and charged with fatally shooting a woman leaving her shift, getting off of work, at an IHOP. You know IHOP. You go in there and they go out to eat. They make pretty good food, and you go out to eat, and this woman was working in there. She got off of work, and it said a Brooklyn man was arrested Saturday, a couple days ago, 2 days ago exactly. It says 35 minutes ago whenever I pulled this off of the news there. It said a man was arrested Saturday for the murder of an exotic dancer at an IHOP, leaving her second job, okay, at an IHOP on Thursday morning. It said, this fella, 44 years old, was charged with fatally shooting this woman. He's now facing two counts of criminal possession with a weapon, and, of course, murder. He was shot execution style in the head around 5 a.m. after she finished her shift. An acquaintance of the victim told the Post and that this person had been spotted hanging around the location acting strangely. Well, I guess so. And said it was her baby's daddy. Her baby's daddy. Whoever, they used to say father. Father's out of date, though. It's her baby's daddy. Yeah. Mixed up bunch of gobbledygook, Mickey Mouse garbage going on in the world. But let's don't bring God into it. Just don't bring God into it. going to bring God into it. We can handle this. We can say, we can get this situated. We can get it situated. Yeah, he killed her execution style. You know what that means, don't you? He put the gun right up to the back of your head and blow your brains out, or right between your eyes and blow your brains out, intentionally, with the intent of whoever finds them knows that that was done in that manner. Yeah. Let's see here. Here's another one. 10 people have been. You say, brother, ain't you done enough? No, I still got plenty here. I got plenty. You tired of it? I am. But it ain't going to stop. Matter of fact, it's picking up speed. It's picking up the pace. Perilous times shall come. They're here, folks. We're talking about killing, and we're talking about what the scriptures say about killing. But I'm just giving you some sad stuff here. 10 people been killed in a series of stabbings. That's the big thing up in Canada now. There's somebody going around, a couple guys going around stabbing people to death for no reason. No reason. And this is dated September the 4th. That's yesterday. And when I pulled it off, it said 1 hour ago it was put on the news. It said 10 people were killed in a series of stabbings in Canada on Sunday. That's yesterday. And a search is underway for 2 men who police have as the suspects. It said 13 active crime scenes are currently being investigated in the area. And said the guy's just going around and picking out the people and stabbing them to death. I told you. You talk so much about the guns, they just switch over to knives. And when they get done with the knives, when you get the knife, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to forbid everybody to have knives now? But don't bring God into the picture. I mean, just don't talk about God. We can handle this. We get rid of the knives, and then we take all the people's guns away, take all the knives away, and this stuff will stop. Mm-hmm. Sure. You go ahead and believe that in your Disney World way of thinking. People are deceived, folks. And they're deceiving themselves. The Bible says that that's what they do. They deceive themselves. And they don't want God around. And this is what you get. Teen dad killed baby boy on purpose by leaving him in a hot car. He'd been arrested and charged with manslaughter. He killed his son on purpose. And probably going to turn it up to I don't know which murder it would be, but he left his son in the car. And this guy was 19 years old, left his son in the car, and his son died 14 months old in a hot car. And he left him in there on purpose, they said. And I don't know how they figured that. I guess he confessed to it. I don't know. But here's another one. 1 dead, 3 wounded in shooting outside of a 7-Eleven. You better watch it when you go down to the store just to get that little whatever you got to get. And instead of going to the grocery store, you just jump over to the convenience store, you know. You better watch it. A shooting outside a 7-Eleven convenience store left 1 dead and at least several wounded Saturday night. That's 2 nights ago. Police responded to this place around 8 p.m. and found 4 victims with gunshot wounds. Okay, all of them were rushed to the hospital. It said the victims are... The conditions of the other 3 said one of them is pronounced dead, rushed to the hospital, where 1 adult man was killed dead, and the other 3 victims have not been made public yet. Not been made public. Outside a convenience store. That's not old news. It's 2 days ago. 2 days ago. I'm not giving you old news. These papers I'm reading off of ain't yellow. It's brand new news. The ink's still wet. Women dead. Woman dead. Man critically injured in a Golden Gate Estates shooting. 2 arrested. It says two of these men faced murder charges after a Golden Gate Estates shooting Sunday that left a woman dead and a man gravely injured. and said that this 28-year-old and a 32-year-old are in jail facing second-degree murder charges, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and shooting into a dwelling charges. Said at 12:21 a.m., deputies responded to a report of a shooting at a home at this place, and when they got there, they found a 34-year-old woman shot multiple times and dead, and a 36-year-old man who'd been shot in the head. He told deputies a man he knew as KB was his initials, shot them, then fled in an SUV. The victim was flown to the hospital. Apparently, the man got shot in the head and his wife got murdered. And both of them were intended on being dead. And he knew who killed him or who killed his wife. He knew. So you can live in Golden Gate Estates, too. And it'll happen. It'll happen. People get killed. Killed. People are, let's see here, says twins, age 8, killed along with 18-year-old sister in a violent incident. Now, this one here I read all the way through, and this, they're not telling what actually happened in this apartment. But there was an 8-year-old and, twins. Both of them 8 years old and their 18-year-old sister. And then they had a brother, but I guess he wasn't there or something. But whatever happened, they ain't telling what happened in there, but they said that there was glass broken all over the house, the windows were broken out, blood all over the place, and it said that these people that explained this said they have never in their life seen such a terrible thing that happened to children. Let me read it to you. See, I don't know how to describe it. I was getting calls from early morning with people bringing it to my attention. People are only now beginning to come out of their house. I was at the church a while ago, and lots of people and a lot of people hadn't heard. There is deep shock. People are really, really upset. Any event like this would cause shock, but the fact that it involves children. So whatever happened inside that house, I don't know whether they cut them up or whether they stabbed them to death or cut their heads off. I don't know. But they said that the place was so gruesome that they couldn't even talk about it. They can't put it in the news. And it said the killing of 3 young family members is a tragedy so awful and heartbreaking, it is difficult to comprehend. Now they're getting the picture. Now they're getting the picture. At least there's somebody in the world that says this is so awful and heartbreaking, it's difficult to comprehend. Somebody still got a piece of a conscience. But you notice something about all of these things that we're reading here and have been reading throughout our study of this killing and what the scriptures have to say about it, is that nobody in any of these at any time for any reason mentioned the Lord. None of them. Not none of them. They said that it's unthinkable and that this could happen to children if it could happen to anybody. Anybody. I mean, killing children ain't no less or no more killing than it is anybody. An old person or a middle-aged person. It's killing. It's killing. Here's one dead, one arrested in Valdosta shooting. One man's been arrested on a Friday night shooting. That was just 3 days ago. Actually 2.5. Friday night shooting that killed one and left another victim injured. September the 3rd, that's 2 days ago, around 1:05 a.m. in the morning, it said that they responded to a nightclub and someone had been shot. The police arrived on the scene and they found one victim, a 40-year-old female with a gunshot wound in her arm, and they found a 28-year-old female, and I guess these two females, they live together, with a gunshot wound in her chest. No, it wasn't them two women that lived together. It was the fellow that shot the 28-year-old in the chest and the 48-year-old. He lived with the 28-year-old. And I guess they got in some kind of, said there was some kind of argument or something like that. And he shot the one that he lived with in the chest and shot at the other one, I guess, and hit her in the arm. And then took off. Said they got him. And police and the deceased victim lived together. That's what it was. This fella and this the one that got shot in the chest lived together. I mean, that's the last one there. But just think about this. I've been talking for 30 minutes since we started this already, and all we've been talking about is people dying, people being killed. And we're talking about, I don't know how many we counted up right there. There's probably 9 or 10 of the episodes that I brought up. But 9 or 10 people, and say 1 to 3 people in each one of them died. Well, there was one of them with 10. So, I don't know. Say 10, 15 people we just talked about that got killed. Imagine all the family that's behind all that. A mom and a daddy, a son, a daughter, your in-laws, the people, your friends, and everybody that you knew. Killing don't just affect the person that dies. It affects everybody that has to do with being around that life that was there. So getting back into our study, I'm not going to recap. We're just going to go right on back into this, and we're going to finish this thing up. I've had about all I can stand of it. I don't know about you as far as reading about what's going on every day. I'm kind of tired of looking at it. It doesn't take me. I ain't kidding you. I'd sit down here and get ready to do this, our study, and get ready to come be with you and study God's Word. And I'd look over here, and I'd pull up the news and pull these things off just before I did it. That's how fast it took to get all these things off of the news that people are saying it's uncomprehendable. And that's just today. We've been 13 lessons on this. And we've been over about 42 murders and homicides. Some of them stabbing, some of them shooting, some of them being beat to death, some of them being executed. Does this sound like a good old world to you? Does this sound like a world that God has blessed? God ain't within a million miles of that. He's sitting back there probably with his hands folded in front of him and saying, how you like me now? You see what happens? You kick me out. You don't want me. I don't want you. That's the way it is, folks. We're talking about New Testament killing, New Testament facts about killing. And getting back into our study, the first thing is that New Testament takes it for granted that killing's part of man's Adamic nature. We got evidence of that, don't we? All right. And the Lord and others referred to the law concerning killing in the New Testament. The Lord and the Apostle Paul and the Apostle James brought the matter up of killing. I mean, the subject of killing, and brought it up in the New Testament. It's not just Old Testament business. It's in man. It's a lust of the flesh. Jesus taught the church not to be scared of their body being killed. That's us. The Lord talked to us, and he talked specifically about killing. He said, don't be scared of the ones that can kill your body. He said, but rather I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Don't sound like a whole bunch of people are fearing him, are they? We talked about another one. Jesus spoke the most on the subject of killing in the New Testament about his own death and him being killed. He talked quite a bit about that, didn't he? We went over that last time. So picking up our study today and just picking it up with some more topics concerning facts in the New Testament about killing. Jesus never answered a question about whether it was right or wrong to kill in the New Testament. He never answered a question. I don't know if anybody ever asked him if it was right or wrong to kill. I don't think anybody was ever that stupid. I don't know, maybe. But nobody, the scriptures don't record anybody ever asking the Lord, is it right or wrong to kill? But now what happened in the New Testament was that, but rather than people asking the Lord whether it was right or wrong to kill, he asked the question to others. The Lord Jesus Christ asked others and recorded it in the scriptures that he was the one that asked other people, is it right or wrong to kill? Let's look at it. Mark chapter 3 and verse 4. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil? To save life or to kill? The Lord asked them a question right there. They was getting on him about doing something on the Sabbath day. You know, the law, and you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. And the Lord looked at him and says, is it right to do good, or to do good or evil? He said, and to save life or to kill. But they held their peace, the Bible said. So you see, Jesus brought the matter up about life and death, and he used that. Jesus was being accused of doing good, but he done good on the Sabbath day, and he broke the Sabbath law. And he asked them, is it right to do good or to do evil? And then to back that up and give them a little boost, he says, is it right to save life or to kill it? And then he asked again. That was Mark. Brother Mark recorded that. In Luke, listen to this. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Here's a question. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it? There he goes again. You see, nobody ever asked Jesus, is it right to kill, right or wrong to kill? Nobody ever asked him that out of his 3.5 years. That's peculiar, isn't it? Because killing was in society. It's all over the place. The Adamic nature testified to it. Everybody's killing everybody. Peace, peace. But there is no peace, you see. But Jesus asked them the question. He asked them the question. Is it right to do good or do evil? To save life or to destroy it? And the funny thing about it, he was talking to the ones that were manipulating and getting together and having counsel to murder him. He asked them, is it right to save life or destroy it? Is it right to save life or to kill? And was probably asking the very ones that had been in counsel about how can we kill him. That's man. Sure is. So you see, Jesus is the Son of God. He is God himself in the flesh. And he never asked the question to anybody. I mean, they never asked him the question. I mean, it seemed like even the people that believed that he was God in the flesh, but they never asked him, is it right to kill or is it wrong to kill? You see, I guess everybody that thought that would be a rather stupid question to ask God. Is it right or wrong to kill? But Jesus asked them, but they didn't give him an answer. It said they held their peace. They held their peace. Is it right or wrong to kill? They couldn't answer it. Jesus could answer it if they had asked him, but they didn't. But he asked them, and they wouldn't answer it. Because they probably were under conviction or thought maybe somebody was telling on him about their little meetings behind the bushes about setting him up to be killed. Well, Jesus was so wise. I love the Lord in the way that he deals with people and deals with me. But here's another one. Jesus said that the devil, now we're talking about facts about killing in the New Testament. Jesus said with his own mouth that the devil is the one that came to kill. Now we're getting into some of the answer that we need to know about this matter of killing in the New Testament. Jesus made it known and a truth about who is the one that likes to kill. He said, John chapter 8 and verse 44, he said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth." Devil's a murderer. He's a killer. "And he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Now that's what the Son of God said about the devil. He said he is a killer. Jesus said the devil is the one that come to kill. And in another place, he said that, well, here it is, John chapter 10, verse 10. Listen to this. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Now, let me ask you a question. We're just going to pass right on through this. But according to that verse right there, who's the killer? I mean, according to right there, the Lord, what is his opinion about killing and what is his opinion about life? What did he say he come to do? I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Yeah, but Jesus, let me ask you a question. Is it right or wrong to kill? Nobody asked him that. Because they would have been made a fool of sitting there saying something so stupid. You see, there's a lot of things and a lot of truths that we can find out from the Word of God by just looking at the evidence. And the Lord didn't ask a lot of questions or give answers to a lot of things that were ridiculous. Because he assumed that people had enough brains in their head to figure out what was right and wrong. I mean, there were several times he had to say, okay, well, if I got to answer this, I will. But this is one of the times with this killing matter that the Lord gives us evidence of who's the killer and who's the murderer and who's the one that believes in life. You see. All right. But don't let that throw you, because the Lord, with our next truth that we're bringing up, that I'm bringing up, that is, Jesus said that the devil is the one that came to kill. All right. The next thing is, that's not all. The next thing is, the scriptures declare that Jesus himself, now get this, the scriptures declare that Jesus himself is coming soon to kill many. Did you get that? Jesus is coming to kill. Yeah. You say you didn't know that about your Lord? That he's going to kill? He's going to kill people. Now you say, I don't even know how you can say that, Brother Thurman. Well, let's read the scriptures then. Revelation chapter 19. Now we know this is the second coming is what I'm talking about. The second coming. That's what your Bible speaks the most about, is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 19. Let me read it to you. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him, that's us, by the way, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. You know, birds can't eat your flesh unless you're dead. Birds eat dead flesh. That's what the Lord's coming to do, is kill these people. And I saw a beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped the image. These both were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. The scriptures declare that Jesus Christ himself is coming to kill many. And we're coming with him. And he ain't coming to ask somebody or to check to see if somebody wants to fight. He's coming to make war. I'm glad that's not me, ain't you? I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. And I'm glad I'm going to be with him. And I'm glad he's going to come and get things right and get them like they ought to be. The Lord's coming to kill. Now, that ain't popular news, and that's what all your God haters and everybody else gripe about. Oh, I ain't going to worship and love no God that kills people. Well, then you're going to be one of the ones that the birds eat your flesh then. And then the Lord's going to put you in hell and burn you for eternity. That's the God we're talking about. You don't know that about your God? And here's another part. Killing is not only thought of, but it's routine and favored in the tribulation, according to the scriptures. It's not hidden behind the trees and the bushes that when somebody gets killed, it's out in the open. And everybody agrees with it. Yeah, kill him. Kill him. Yeah. It says there's people in the tribulation time, there's two witnesses that are going to come down to heaven and start preaching, and the whole world is going to be glad when they get their heads cut off. The whole world is going to rejoice. It's going to be like Christmas time. Everybody's going to rejoice and give gifts to one another because these two men that came down from heaven and started preaching, they just aggravating the mess out of the whole entire world talking about God. So they chopped their heads off and killed them, and the world rejoiced. And it's going to rejoice. But Revelation chapter 13 and verse 15, listen to this. It said, And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. There's your tribulation period. That's the environment that's going to be in the tribulation period. That if you're not going to take the number and you're not going to worship the image, you're going to die. And you're not just going to die, we're going to kill you. Did you know that was in your Bible? Yeah, lots of killing in the Scriptures. Yet to come. That's prophecy. That's yet to happen. I'm glad I'm not going to be there. I'm glad I don't even have to be deceived. Because the Lord's going to come and get us. There's a lot of people think that we're going through the tribulation, but that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The tribulation period is a time of condemnation. It's a time of condemnation. All right, well, let's sum this up. The last topic that we want to talk about having to do with this killing, we're going to call it a summation of the New Testament killing. This is what the Bible has to say to the church and to Christians and how you ought to think concerning killing. Now, we've already been over a lot of Scripture, and throughout the Scriptures talked about many different subjects and what the Lord said about killing, what the apostles said about killing, what the Old Testament said, what the law said, and just facts, and we've been over a lot of stuff. But what does the Lord say we should be thinking when it comes to killing? Well, we know that the Lord made a distinction between murder and killing. He made a distinction between that. When he said, thou shalt not kill, the Lord said in the New Testament, thou shalt do no murder. Big difference there. Big difference. If somebody breaks in your house and comes in there with a gun and is going to rape your wife or kill your husband and kill your children and your little babies in the crib, and you got a chance to stop them, are you going to stop them? That's not murder. There's a distinction there. But let's listen to what the Scripture says. And it comes out the simplicity of Christ. You see, we're in the age of grace. We're under grace. God's grace and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. If you've ever killed anybody or even murdered somebody and you've confessed it to the Lord, it's under the blood and you're forgiven for it in the eyes of God. But now you might have to pay while you're still in the flesh down here and pay for what you did. But as far as in the eyes of God, you're forgiven, and it's not going to be brought up. It's done. It's under the blood. It's taken away. That's what Jesus did, and that's the difference in what Jesus did and what the law could do. The law could temporarily forgive you for animal sacrificing, but it couldn't take your sins away. But when Jesus sacrificed once for all, now your sins could not only be forgiven, but redeemed and taken away completely, as if they never existed, and never to be brought up again, ever. That's what you got when you got salvation. We have to study that salvation matter, the assurance of salvation, and study being born again. There's a couple studies in the ABCs of Christian growth that is good stuff having to do with your salvation. There is a lot that went on, both about your salvation, even in the legal aspect in heaven. A lot of legal things were taken care of between you and God whenever you got saved, when you were born again. So, saying all that, let me just read these Scriptures, and that's going to explain how we ought to be thinking about killing. Now, the Lord's given us a commandment. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what the Lord said to the church. Okay, what are we supposed to be doing? He said, he summed it all up, and you take the whole law He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. This sums up the whole law. That's what the Lord said. And then he gave us several other commandments just on, you'll see when we read these scriptures. But a summation of the New Testament killing in 2 Corinthians, now listen to these scriptures. There's only three that we're going to read and we're going to stop. Revelation, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, talking about the law that's written, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Remember when we talked about how Jesus turned everything from the paper, from the letter, even though the letter is good, God's laws are good, and they're right, and they're righteous, and they're holy, the Lord turned it over to spiritual things, rather, and the kingdom of God. That's what we worship. The kingdom of God is within you. God the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You have God in you, you see. All right? Who also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. What's that say to you? Okay, next scripture. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, and then 24 and 25. Here they are. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Lord said, your purpose in the church, serving the Lord until he comes back, is to walk in the Spirit and to not walk in the flesh and fulfill the lust of the flesh. It says that the Lord said, if you walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill, well, what is the lust of the flesh? Pride, arrogancy, the thieving, murder, lasciviousness, all these things the Lord listed. But murder and killing is one of them. It's a lust of the flesh. The Lord said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay, what's God's opinion about killing if killing is a lust of the flesh? Not to. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And they that are Christ's, are you Christ's? I am. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You see, the Lord said, it's not about the law, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. It's about the Spirit now. When you're walking in the Spirit, you are crucifying the flesh, and it's only the flesh that wants to kill. Are you getting this? The Lord said, and they that are Christ's have crucified. You're stepping on the neck of that. You were crucified with Christ on the cross when he was crucified. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see? Walking in the Spirit. That's what the church does. The church is spiritual. We walk in the Spirit. Now, we're still in the body temporarily until the Lord comes to get us and changes us and gives us a new body. Or either you die and that body goes back to the dirt and you go to be with the Lord. But either way, We're supposed to be walking in the Spirit. It's spiritual things now. And spiritual people walking in the Spirit do not think about killing. Murder. Murder. The Lord said, thou shalt do no murder. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And lastly, one other verse here, and it lays it down and lays it down just as plain and simple as it possibly can. The Apostle Peter is the one that told us about this. And let's read it. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Now here it is right here. Listen to this. But let none of you... Is that a commandment? He said, don't let none of you. There's no exception to the rule. But let none of you suffer as a murderer. That's New Testament. The Apostle Peter writing to us. But let none of you suffer as a murderer. So is it right or wrong to murder? What a foolish question, huh? And if you're walking in the Spirit, you're renewing your mind and you're not even thinking that way. You see, things have gone spiritual now. It's not thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. It's walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But let none of you suffer, in other words, go to jail or be punished or whatever, as a murderer or as a thief. You see, he added these things along with the murdering. He said, don't kill, don't murder. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. You see, all of these things, if you're walking in the Spirit, you not only don't think about killing people, but you don't think about stealing and you don't think about doing evil and you don't think about being in other people's matters. You stay in your own measure and mind your own business. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. What is the house of God? It's the temple. What is the temple in the New Testament? It's your body. Your body. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. That's you. And if it first begin with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. I believe that about wraps it up, doesn't it? That about wraps it up. I mean, it don't get no plainer and no simpler than that. What a silly question to ask a Christian. Is it right or wrong to kill? That's not even worthy of an answer from a Christian. If you're walking in the Spirit, you don't have a problem with that question. You say, well, what if somebody breaks in my... That's a whole different exception to the rule, and it's not considered murder in the Lord's eyes. The Lord said, thou shalt do no murder. Peter said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer. He didn't say anything about killing. Killing goes on all the time among human beings. It has since Adam, and it will until the Lord comes back and does the killing himself. And then when death is destroyed, which is the last enemy, there'll be no more death. And what is death? Death is the result of killing. It's the result of sin. Sin bringeth forth death. You see? Simple stuff, isn't it? But a lot in the scriptures about killing. A lot. But the answer for a Christian is very, very simple, according to the scriptures in the New Testament, and the Old Testament for that matter. But you see all the stuff that's going on in society and in the minds of the world, and the Lord told us not to have our minds in the world, but for our minds to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, not the will of the world, the will of God. So we stay in the scriptures, we study the scriptures, we find out, and we rightly divide the scriptures, and we find out what God the Holy Ghost's mind is concerning this matter of killing. I'm pretty settled about it. I don't even have a question to ask about it. Do you? And you say, can killing and murder be forgiven? Well, yes. The Lord said, all sin, all of it, everything. Amen. Well, that concludes our study. Let me give you these scriptures right quick for today's study. And I hope that you're settled and that you understand what the scriptures have said concerning killing and what was the main question throughout the whole study. We've seen a lot of different kinds of killing and a lot of subjects concerning killing and what the scriptures said about it and all this and everything having to do with it. But the main thing was, is a Christian supposed to kill or not kill? And what does God think about it? Or what did you think God thought about it? Was you right? Yes, you was. And we even got it in writing in the scriptures. We're supposed to be spiritual people and walk in the Spirit. And that makes the entire difference in your thinking. Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. But the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill. And Jesus said, is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it? And what's it sound like your Savior saying right there? I mean, come on, we're smart people. We're smart enough at least to know what the Lord says when he says something. Amen. All right. Well, no more discussion necessary then, right? Here's the scriptures. Mark chapter 3, verse 4. Luke chapter 6, verse 9. John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 10, verse 10. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 21. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and 24 through 25. And the very last one for this study is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 19. Amen. All right. Well, that sums up our study on killing. Whoever heard of studying the Bible about killing? Whole bunch in there, isn't there? But now we know. And we study God's Word spiritually and we gathered together with a spiritual book with God the Holy Ghost indwelling us and studied together and found out what the Lord had to say about the matter. And there's, I'm at peace with it, aren't you? I got no plans of killing nobody. Don't even want to. Don't even like death. I hate death. Don't you? So let's be about the Lord's business and try to step on this flesh's neck every time it rises its head about killing and about thinking about killing, and not entertain those thoughts that pop into our head or the devil tries to throw in our head about this matter, and try to get to win some souls to the Lord and to where they can have life also, and especially not die in their sins. Amen. All right. Well, I love you with Christ's love. And we're going to start a brand new study after this. I don't know if there's one been poked in here again for the K, or let's see, JKL. L will be next. And we'll get back into that and study some more together. I wish you a wonderful evening, and that our Lord would richly bless you and pay your bills and look after your health. And what a wonderful God we have. He's so kind to us. He really, really, really is. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. Bye-bye.